What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
This is
the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
What's better than one pen?
Two pens. It's Nathan Two Pens, like two chains.
I have a rival radio station on this pen.
I have one as well. They're very good pens.
And a very good station.
We've got two stations pens in here. We've got 98 and Today FM.
The spin pens are rubbish.
Well, that's
what does
shame.
It say about our station, then?
It says that we don't have to concentrate on our pens.
If we can't focus on making a good pen, I'm worried.
I would say, well, you're concentrating so much on your pens, maybe you should concentrate on your radio. We don't have to concentrate on our pens.
What I like about these pens and the Today FM pens are the clicky pens.
What are spins?
Oh, they're the twisty. They're horrible pens.
They're not good pens.
I do not put my name to that pen, nor my family and friends. They will not put their names to those.
But we're the only station that has pop sockets.
Oh, yeah, take that.
Does anyone use a pop socket?
I use a pop socket. It's useful to hold the phone like
this. Do you ever wear the spin cap or the spin bag?
No. I use a spin bag every day.
You have a spin bag?
Yeah, the gym bag.
They never made them en masse.
No, there was only like 10 of them.
I got a prototype. Yeah. I use it every day.
Is it a nice bag?
It's a lovely size. Perfect size for the gym.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Does anyone stop you?
No.
Spin?
No.
Spin FM.
I'm very plain looking.
I was speaking to a man, Fergal, yesterday, if you were listening to yesterday's show.
It's nice to have the intro back again.
At Croke Park.
And keep this quick.
He was saying, you know, don't go on to the grass and stuff. He goes, what station are you with? Spin FM. I said to our boss, Michael, we need to rebrand to Spin FM.
We don't. Here we go.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
1-2-1-2. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Live across the city, this is the only way to start your day.
What? My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Ma. Morning.
Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music station.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7:03.
I can't hear a blooming thing.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
What's
maybe
going on?
I'm.
I can hear something.
Can anyone hear me?
Well, Tom could hear. Did you kick out
I'm
the
sorry,
headphones?
Did Tom say that this was too loud?
No, he said it was too low.
Oh, well, it's too low. Ah, there we go. I feel good. Happy Friday.
It's nice to be back in here, isn't it?
Oh, the safety of the studio. And, I actually have to bring up something. Graham,
yeah,
you are a naughty driver.
I knew it.
Listen to this. I don't know if I told you, producer Callum.
The second I realised it was you behind me this morning, I go,
Shocking behaviour.
From the car
shocking
in front of me.
Shocking behaviour from you, Graham.
From the car in front of me.
I didn't know they were shooting Fast and Furious 10
I did not
in
break,
Dublin City this morning.
I didn't
morning.
Break any speed limits.
Well, look, it was dangerous driving, Graham. Oh, Graham, I called you Graving. Now, what happened was, I was on Baggot Street, and there was a man in a silver Jeep. Would you say Jeep?
It was like a pickup truck. I know the name of them, an Arrow Mac, it's the name of some sort of massive pickup truck.
It's not what you usually see in Dublin this morning. Do you know, I felt like I was in the deep hearts of Texas.
Yeah.
But then, I see Graham's car in front of me. Sure, doesn't he overtake the pickup truck, and he's like beeping his horn, and then
are we going to talk about the pickup truck in front of me swerving left and right?
Yeah, he was a swerver.
Now I was thinking, this person is going to fall asleep at the wheel and I need to get out of this person's way. They were just going left and right, and then I would indicate and I go, alright, I'm going to overtake them in the lane, and then they just kind of come halfway over to my lane,
Graham,
and then they go back, and then I was like, I was going to get this fella at the lights.
You started to swerve, and then I realised why.
Yes.
Because there was a cone in the middle of the road.
And it was so dark at 6 o'clock this morning.
I'm very harsh. He didn't let me know. He didn't give me a warning or anything.
it was more in my mind to avoid the cone than warn the car behind me. And the second, because I looked in my rearview mirror
and
I go,
did you just see me?
I go, I wonder, will that car avoid it? And you did.
I did.
But I didn't realise it was you until I turned right then onto Angel Street. And then I was like, oh God, that was Nathan behind me all along.
Could you smell my lemongrass and ginger air freshener?
I smelled it for the first time yesterday, and our boss Michael, because we're in Croke Park, and you go, come on, smell my air freshener.
Smell my car.
Not look at my car, smell my air freshener. Michael put it down perfectly. He said, it smells like mosquito repellent.
Yeah, it is,
which
true.
Is exactly what it is. So, kind of pungent smell, but at least you won't have any mosquitoes in the summer.
Yeah, now look, guys, this show is very powerful. We have to be careful what we say into the microphone. And last Friday, producer Callum slagged off something, and now they're changing because of it.
Oh.
I'm going to go through it in 5 minutes' time, but you have to be careful in front of these microphones.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Do you remember last week, producer Callum was getting ready for his magical trip with his girlfriend Jess? He didn't know where he was going. We were given clues. This is a 2-hour journey from Bassorus to this location. It's a 1-hour journey in the car. Also, if you Google this location, the first suggestion from Google is it safe? We found out it was Dundalk.
Yes, really romantic.
But I'm always saying it, guys. You got to be careful what you say into this microphone. It's very much like Frodo's ring in Lord of the Rings. There's a reference for you.
I don't get that.
We got to use this for good, not evil.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember when producer Callum said this about a certain place?
By bus, it's a 2-hour journey from Bassorus. But by car, Callum hates Bassorus.
Can you stop slagging off Bassorus?
It's really grey.
Yeah, but what if someone's listening to this right now and they work in Bassorus?
I'm sorry.
Producer Callum, what are your thoughts about Bassorus now?
I've visited Bassorus maybe 2 or 3 times, and it's not aesthetically pleasing. It's a bit old now, isn't it?
It is an old place. I have a bit of a relationship with Bassorus. My very first girlfriend was from Meath, and we used to go to Bassorus because she would get the bus and go back home. A lot of pigeons. A lot of pigeons.
Disgusting toilets.
Yeah, rats. Yes. Rats, yeah. With wings.
Disgusting.
Apparently
toilets.
There's a hidden theatre underneath Bassorus as well.
I remember you did say that.
Yeah. Can we do the show from there?
I've said this before. You're like, no, I'm not going down there.
I've changed my mind.
Okay.
He's gotten older. He wants to do wild things. Well, good news this morning. Dermot Bannon is to lead a design team on proposed Bassorus redevelopment.
Wow.
DB.
Ooh, that's huge.
Is going to give it a lick of paint, maybe open up a few toilets, get rid of the pigeons, and I tell you, it's going to feel like you're going into Brown Thomas. Now, I didn't realise that Bassorus, the station first opened in 1953.
Wow.
They haven't touched it since.
And currently services over 17 different routes and 1,131 arrivals and departures every week.
Poor people.
So what they're going to do is they're trying to make it fully accessible. So yeah. A bus errand spokesperson said Bassorus will become a fully accessible bus station with accessible toilet facilities, as well as providing fully accessible changing rooms for those with special needs. Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
But we do need a lick of paint. We need to get rid of those pigeons.
It just looks like an old office block from the Soviet Union.
I don't remember it being smelly. Is it smelly?
I can't confirm or deny that because I haven't been there in a while.
I haven't been there in a long time.
When's the last time you were there, Graham?
Well, it would have been pre when I had a car. So I started driving like over 11 years ago then. No, it's not for me.
Is there any food in Bassorus? It's been a long time for me
I'd
as well.
I'd say there's probably like a deli
machine
or something.
I don't think there's a deli. Come down to the theatre. Like
there's an Easton's.
Like a spa or something.
Is there?
I'd say there's got to be some sort of shop.
Yeah. I think this needs to be a television show, 100%.
You think?
If Dermot Bannon's going in there to redesign, and I want the owner there as well to be really disgruntled with his proposals as well, and really stuck in their ways.
You know how he hosts Room to Improve? How about Room to Improve?
Yes.
I don't know if the delivery was great. Can you say it one more time?
So he hosts Room to Improve, but Dermot Bannon takes on Bassorus in room to improve. Okay.
I like it.
I see what you did.
I like
there.
Room to improve. Right, there you go, RT. If you
I
listen.
Wouldn't mind hosting it.
Maybe Dermot Bannon.
Dermot Bannon hosts. Just let me have something, would you?
Well, you might be having more jobs on this show very soon. I'll tell you why in 5 minutes' time.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
And yesterday was a big day. We did the show from Croke Park. I did the Abseil for Children's Health Foundation. And a little bit of behind the scenes how this show works. So, generally, we're broken into two different types of presenters. Where I'm a radio presenter, I do the outros and the intros. And Nathan, you're on work experience.
Yes.
You kind of sit there and talk from time to time.
Now, I didn't appreciate what you did to me last night. Apparently, the station Spin, they're looking for spinnies. Okay? If you don't know what spinnies are, they're the promotional team. And there was an Instagram last night, we're hiring. Yeah. Sure, doesn't Graham tag me underneath? Nathan will be perfect for this.
I just think that...
it's mortifying.
It's a bit more experience you need in the radio industry before you're allowed to do the big jobs. Now, yesterday when I was doing the abseiling, you did have to do the big jobs. You did have to do my job. And when I was listening back to yesterday's podcast, I realised... are we shortchanging the Fully Charged listener by not allowing you to talk in and out of songs?
Do you know, it is embarrassing. My girlfriend Becca often asks, how come you can't ever come out of songs? And then the other week, very embarrassing, she goes, Nathan, I think you need to learn how to press the buttons. Because they even gave producer Callum a show on the weekend. I'm the only person part of Spin that doesn't get offered a music shift.
Now... maybe after this, you might be. Because let's just have a listen, okay? So while all this was happening, so this is from about a 9:15 till about 9:30, I was getting rigged up, I was getting the harnesses on, I was getting briefed about the abseil. And Nathan basically had to do my job. He had to say what the songs were coming up, what the song was coming out, what time it was, what the station was. I always do that, but it was left in Nathan's hands. I've got 5 instances here when Nathan did the job, and I think he did such a great job. So Nathan, this is you coming out of the Naughty Threesome. We'll start nice and easy.
Oh yes. Oh Jay, you naughty man. That was your Naughty Threesome. You are listening to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan on Spin 103.8.
Like, that's perfect.
Naughty man, Naughty Threesome. Yeah. Hello there.
Can't go wrong, you get the name of the show, the segment and the radio station.
I didn't perfect. Do the weather.
No, you don't need to do the weather, don't worry about that. It was a nice day yesterday, everyone knew that. Next up though, you are talking into the Kid Laroi.
Now, I know what you're doing here, and it's not fair. I want to give a little behind the scenes. So producer Callum was talking to me, and he said, next song is Justin Bieber. And I went, brilliant. Okay, we're going to be going into a Justin Bieber song.
Well, it's Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber, more so the Kid Laroi song. And listen to a man try to pad out.
This man is a sweet Canadian guy. I'm sure he would love to do the abseil challenge. Bit of Bieber, Kid Laroi. Let's get into it. It's Fully Charged. Oh, baby.
Why do you always say let's get into it whenever you're allowed to do it? Let's get into it, oh baby.
It's a bit of passion. You are correct. I was trying to pad it out so I could just reach the vocals.
Yeah.
Didn't have work. It in me. Didn't work.
You were a little bit confused with the next one.
Oh, hey guys, can someone tell me what the song is?
Okay, Nathan, it's Ava Max, Kings and Queens.
Oh, okay, it's Ava Max, Kings and Queens. I love this song. Turn up the volume on the bass. You can't fault me for passion.
You didn't know what the song was, and turn up the volume on the bass.
And wouldn't be my favourite song.
Yeah.
Turn up the volume on the bass. But I really just, I wore my heart on my sleeve there.
Just at the end of that song?
Spin 103. Spin 103.
As a man who's nervous.
I am, I'm sweating a lot. Spin 103. Why I did that was I forgot the name of the song. It's a long name. Kings and Queens.
3 words, Nathan. Finally.
I might, like, we're going to have an intimate chat with Graham. Soon after, he's out of the buckles and the chain. So
I don't know what you thought I was doing with buckles and chains.
I thought it was a scene from 50 Shades of Grey.
No, it was a harness, Nathan.
Soon after, he's out of the buckles and the chain. So let's cross over to a song. I don't know why we're crossing over as if Lil Nas X is live in the studio, but let's all pretend. Here's Lil Nas X Montero on Spin.
It's Lil Nas X, and we bring it.
Kind of sounds like he is in the studio.
Okay, so Nathan, next song up is Clean Bandit.
No,
topic.
I don't want to do it. Are you sure? It's not part of my job.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just sit here and fluff up my words and get stories wrong.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan with Now Stream World Class Entertainment.
I believe that is the very first song that he's going to be playing in his gig.
Does he keep it the same set all the time?
I think so. I tried to watch his performance in Las Vegas. That was the first gig he did after the whole pandemic, even though we're still very much in a pandemic. And Golden, I saw, was the first song. But it is time for the Showbiz Shootout. Graham and I each have a Showbiz news story. And then at the end, producer Callum, a.k.a. the Big Bad Sheriff, decides which one is better. Good morning, Sheriff.
Hello there.
What I enjoyed yesterday when we were in Croke Park is one of the people doing the ab sale started shouting, "Oh my God, it's the sheriff!" So you're not
first
known.
First time I've been known as the sheriff out in the wild.
You're not known as producer Callum. You're known as the sheriff.
Isn't it great seeing Callum when he's spotted?
Yes,
he gets so uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's going around with his little iPad and his shuffling around, and he goes, "It's the sheriff." Yes,
and I think people get really disappointed when Callum isn't laughing. Weren't you laughing?
When it was mid-show. I was very stressed yesterday.
Do you want to begin?
I'll begin. Okay, Tiger King.
Ah, yes.
Yes, remember Tiger King?
Rawr.
I was a massive fan of it. Well, season 2 is on its way. Netflix announced season 2 will drop before the end of 2021. Before I get into what it's about, I want to play a clip, one of my favourite clips, when Louis Theroux went out to Joe Exotic before he was known as Tiger King in years gone by, but this is their interaction.
What's going on here?
You want to sit in there and play with them?
There's a bear and a...
Listen, and a tiger.
They're kind of cuddling.
They are cuddling. They're buddies. Come in.
So what kind of life is that for a tiger then? I mean, do you think they're happy when they...
That one hurt.
So... On Twitter, Netflix said yesterday, Tiger King is coming back this year and season 2 promises just as much mayhem and madness as season 1. But I don't think it can because he's in prison.
I was going to say, is he going to be in it?
He's going to be in it because the promotional image which they put up is Joe speaking in the prisoner's visitor's room. So he's on a phone, but he's clearly in prison. And it's assumed he'll be heavily involved in the new episodes. However, someone who won't be involved is Carol Baskin and her husband, Howard Baskin.
Which husband?
Well, that's the one. Many. Will the one that's gone missing be involved? That would be mayhem and madness. She has refused any involvement with the upcoming episodes, claiming to have been betrayed by directors Eric Hughes and Rebecca Culkin. Rebecca Culkin very badly in the first season, so she wasn't happy with how she was portrayed. Now, with the first season, in the first 10 days of its release, 34.3 million people streamed it on Netflix, making it one of Netflix's most successful releases to date. So no wonder they went for a season two, and the perfect time to drop it too, I think. Season one came during the first lockdown. This one, coming out at Christmas, when we're in that really weird period between Christmas and New Year's, where we've got nothing to do, we don't know what day it is, this is going to be the perfect thing to watch then.
Thank you very much for that, Graham. This is a difficult story this morning, all right? Let's get into it. The Script have sued James Arthur over James Arthur's biggest song. Now, do you remember back in 2016, James Arthur released Say You Won't Go? Now, I will get into it, but I find this crazy. We've always talked about artists suing other artists.
I'm obsessed with
because
this.
They're saying, oh, it kind of sounds the same. Now, I'm honestly, I'm shocked by this because it's the Script song, The Man Who Can't Be Moved. They released that back in 2008. Now, I'm telling you, it's settled out of court now. $14 million is the price that the Script have received from James Arthur.
Ooh.
Another fun fact.
I wonder, is it the labels or is it the actual artists? I say it's the labels that have to pay that money.
Listen to this. The Script's lawyer representing them was the same lawyer that represented Marvin Gaye's estate. Do you remember during the Robin Thicke Blurred Lines? Now, I just want you listening to be the judge of this, okay? So this is the Script's verse of The Man Who Can't Be Moved.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move.
Okay, we all remember it. Have a listen to James Arthur's verse.
I met you in the dark, you lit me up. You made me feel as though I wasn't off.
Does that sound similar?
It's similar, it is similar.
Okay, let's just a chorus, and it goes on long, so I'll stop it.
Okay, we all know that.
Okay,
yeah.
We know that. James Arthur's.
I knew I loved you then.
Like James Arthur said in 2017, it's 2017, there's only seven notes in music. But they've settled.
14 million.
I don't know about this. You know, I think I'm kind of backing James Arthur here.
I think the chorus is completely... It's not completely different. The chorus is different. The verse, there's similarities in the verse.
I think I'm getting stuck with the vocals, and it must be about the guitar in the background.
No, it is in the background. Yeah.
As a musician, I know that.
Well, James Arthur is playing 3 Olympia Theatre next year.
Oh.
So maybe we could set up like a charity boxing match between the scripts.
Covered in lots of oil.
I thought you were going to like a charity bucket outside try to raise the 14 million.
Didn't you say, because I actually like James Arthur's voice, you saw him support Westlife?
Yes.
And you said the crowd didn't really like him.
Well, it was because everyone was there for Westlife and James Arthur was being a bit like surly. But we actually, me and Jess got tickets for James Arthur at 3 Olympia Theatre next year.
I hope you paid.
Absolutely.
Don't want any free tickets for you.
I'm going to give Nathan the win this morning because I think that was a very good story.
Good story. Well done.
Thank you. Not well delivered. But thank
it's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
This time next week are the Radio Awards. This game, Gotta Get It Wrong, is nominated and it's going to win. I cannot wait. And I have a little surprise for you after 8. Something to do with this game. Something to do with this game. If you switch us off at 8 o'clock, like, oh, I have to go to work, I can't concentrate with the radio in the background, well, you don't want to miss it.
Okay.
You do not want to miss what I'm dropping.
Okay.
I'm dropping. I hope you pick it up.
Best what? What's the category? Best radio competition?
Yeah, you're damn right.
Is it?
Yes,
it is. Is this the best radio competition?
It's the best.
In this country?
In the globe.
Not even on the island? Because Northern Ireland is included as well.
There you go.
On the two. Right, all you got to do is get the questions wrong. I don't know if I should be excited or scared for what's coming after 9.
Oh, you will be excited.
If you win this morning, you win a massive Justy voucher and a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Trying to win, trying to knock Aideen off the top, is Laura. Laura, good morning.
Morning,
hiya. Hey, Laura, do you remember that Scissor Sisters song called Laura?
No, not really.
Laura. Won't you give me some time? You gotta give yourself one more chance
to be the man that I know I am.
I don't know if I've ever told this story on the show before, but one time I was deathly ill, Laura, in my bed, and my father came into my bedroom. He was wearing very tight cycling shorts, and he said, Nathan, I picked you up a present to make you feel better. And I was like, this is a bowl of chicken soup. And he goes, even better. An album of the Scissor Sisters. And then he went over to my CD player and put on Laura. And then he left in his very tight cycling shorts.
And now you're traumatised for life.
Yes, I am.
This is about the 10th time we saw that story on this show, Laura.
It's a good story.
Laura, let's get in to Gotta Get It Wrong. These are the rules this morning. Same as every morning. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in and we move on to the next one. Now, Laura, it's as simple as this. Aideen is on top with 14. If you get 15 or more, you will win the massive Just Eat voucher and Got to Get It Wrong board game. Are you feeling confident?
Feeling confident,
that's what
yeah.
I like to hear.
Woo! Ready?
Okay, Laura. 1 minute, here we go.
What's happening on the 1st of October?
Christmas.
What category is Gotta Get It Wrong nominated in at the IMRO Radio Awards?
Best crime show.
What's 66 minus 9?
1.
Do your best impression of George Clooney.
How's it going?
19 minus 19 is 9, true or false?
True.
Sing a Tayo Cruz song.
Happy birthday to you.
Name a person doing RT's Ultimate Hell Week.
Captain Thomas.
Who is Ed Sheeran married to?
Me.
What is Elton John's job?
He's an actor.
What's the opposite of fast?
Quick.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Tomato.
What's the capital of Moldova?
Dublin.
Name someone who has dated Madonna.
Usher.
What sport did Diego Maradona used to play?
Tennis.
What noise does a badger make?
Moo.
What noise does a skunk make?
Meow.
What rhymes with cow?
Out of time.
Okay. Laura, how did you find that?
Very stressful, isn't it, Brett?
Out of breath. You're running on the spot. Well, Laura, you had to get 15 to go on top of the leaderboard and win the prize. Are you confident?
Oh, I've absolutely no idea. Oh, I don't know.
Well, I have an idea because Graham showed me a piece of paper and I'm reading it right now and it's telling me that you got 16!
Oh, she did it! Yay! Yay! Our champion of the week. Oh, she comes in. On a Friday.
Come on, your boys are green.
And you win the massive Just Eat voucher we're going to send to you, and you get a Gotta Get It Wrong board game, Laura. Thank you so
brilliant.
Much.
Delighted. What Thanks you, a million,
what,
guys.
What do you want to order with the takeaway?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know. Everything anyway.
Yeah, well, you've
well, now look, it's big, but it's not that big.
Laura, a bit of Thai food, maybe.
Oh,
Thai food. Oh, yeah. A few noodles, a few bean sprouts. Yes, please, sir.
Laura, have a great weekend. Thank you very much
you
for playing.
Too.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan. Hotter, sweeter, cooler, butter.
Get it, let it 7.54 on Spin 1038. I absolutely love that song from BTS and Butter. And this morning, just launched Coldplay and BTS.
Oh, wow.
Teaming up for My Universe. Tara, just after 8, we'll have more on that brand new song.
They've just dropped a song, have they? Just dropped a song. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Why? I'm dropping a little something after 8.
Is this the thing you're talking about with Gotta Get It Wrong?
Yes, it has something to do with Gotta Get It Wrong. If you're a fan of a Gotta Get It Wrong, of a Gotta Get It Wrong, of Gotta Get It Wrong, you're going to be in for a treat after 8. I'm telling you, I'm dropping something that I hope you'll pick up.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Good morning. It is 8:04.
All right.
Should I be worried?
No, you should be very excited. Now, Coldplay and BTS have just dropped a song, and I'm going to just say it right now. I have also dropped a song.
Okay.
Not yet. I'll be doing it very shortly. It has something to do with Gotta Get It Wrong, winning at the Radio Awards. You're going to absolutely love it. It's catchy. I'm telling you, it could chart well. It could chart well on Spotify. And also, do they still do Top of the Pops?
They don't. No, they haven't done that now for a while. They do a Christmas special.
But what's special about this is, it's not just me on the song. You're also on the song, Graham.
How am I on the song when I know nothing about the song?
I'm going to play you a little snippet of the song.
It's not going to win. Third 3 years ago.
That's you.
I didn't consent to have my voice on this song. Did you just rip that from me talking on the show?
Yes, I did. Yes,
that's
I did.
That's not allowed. I have to give you my consent.
You are
I didn't
going
click
to
OK when the pop-up came up on the screen.
But you accepted cookies, so that's enough for me.
I do like cookies.
You are going to be listening to my brand new song, all about Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to be playing it in 3 minutes' time.
Oh, God.
You're going to love it.
Is this what you and producer Callum went off to do the other day?
You better believe it. There's a music video as well, where I look very old. I need to give context.
Oh,
I must give context right now. If you've just joined us, welcome. You've made the right decision. This time next week are the Radio Awards. It only happens once a year. It's the best thing to happen in my calendar. It's normally quite boring. Gotta Get It Wrong. The game we play every morning at 7:45. It's a fan favourite. It means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to you. It is nominated this year in the category Best Radio Competition. Now, there's a lot of categories in the Radio Awards. This is the most important one. I'm telling you right now.
I don't think so. We're also nominated for Best Breakfast Show.
Oh, who cares about that?
I'd like to win that.
Boring. Not for me.
This is only because you... This is the only thing you do on the show. You write the 20 questions, and this is your game, so this is why you're putting so much effort into it. However, it has been nominated for the last 3 years, and it didn't win. It got bronze once, but it's like, it's not good enough. It's good. I will admit, it's a good game, but it's not the top. It's not the best on this island of Ireland.
You are right. It's not the best in this country. It's the best blooming game in the world. Am I right, people?
Yeah.
Gotta get it wrong. It's amazing. I also know you're listening and you're going, Imro, what is that? That is the name of the Radio Awards. I don't even know what it stands for. I-M-R-O, Imro. Now, do you remember the Euros a few months back?
Yeah.
Do you remember the football?
Yeah, I do.
Producer Callum, he kept saying... Football's coming home.
Oh no.
From that very famous song.
Please don't say it.
Now, do you remember?
I remember it's coming home.
Yes. I honestly thought it was coming home.
It's coming home.
Oh no.
It's very English. It's very annoying. But I tell you, it gets stuck in the old head.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And when I was at home, I was kind of thinking, we have to do a song. We have to do a Gotta Get a Wrong song about it winning gold this year at the Imro Radio Awards. And I decided to copy the song.
Okay,
so
that's when we just get it done.
And Imro's coming home.
I see, it just popped up on my screen.
We shot a music video, myself and producer Callum. That's when I gave him a lift home. It was a beautiful experience. After the song, or during the song, I need your reaction, okay? A lot of work, a lot of tears went into this. So 087-711-1038. I want to hear from you on WhatsApp. You can send us in a WhatsApp voice message. Graham?
Well, I'm just seeing now, it's just been inputted into the screen in front of me. In the artist section, it says Nathan O'Reilly.
Yeah, I'm an artist.
Along with the likes of Little Mix and Jason Derulo, all to come.
I'm going to try and perform at Croke Park.
This is called, I can see it, An Imro's Coming Home.
An Imro's Coming right, Home. Please, do yourself a favour. Turn up the volume. Turn up the bass. Get into this banger of a song.
It's not going to win. Third 3 years ago. Didn't even place last year. I'm surprised it's even nominated. Just the competition must be rubbish if this crap is getting nominated.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming and Imro's coming home. It's coming home.
I did the entry myself. I know it's not good.
It's coming.
Not a hope in hell is this getting gold.
It's coming home. To get it wrong is going for gold. The story's already been told. Once again, they won't win. The game is just too easy to play. 20 questions a day, what's Irish for Bray? But then I remember getting questions wrong. Nominated every year. It's the reason for it's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming, and Imro's coming home.
It's coming home, baby.
Very good.
And Imro's coming home.
Do you know what? It's a very good song. It's very catchy.
Well, look, I did not come up with the rhythm or the tone. It's off that English song. You know it.
It's coming home. I gotta say, well done. I was wondering what yourself and producer Callum were going off to. Did you say there's a video?
There is a video, yeah. Is it up on social media now?
It's up everywhere on social right now.
And Callum just said off air that his girlfriend finds Nathan attractive in the video.
Oh, well, there's a hell of a filter on it. I don't look like that in real life. I think they've added extra hair on my head.
Nathan, We've got a bit of reaction here. Glenn says, before it even starts, lads, don't base it off an English anthem. You won't win a thing with that.
I know. Okay, I know that it's an English song, but let's just forget about that. Let's just remember the instrumental.
Rebecca says, this should be played every morning until it does come home. No, it shouldn't.
Oh, thank you, Rebecca.
Rachel says, yes, Nathan, great song. Thank Heather, you, it sounds like a Christmas number one.
It does, doesn't it?
Louise says, amazing. Do you know what?
Can we play it again?
No, not yet. Nadine says, lads, that song deserves an award of its own.
Oh, maybe we could enter it into best radio competition.
Avril says, lads, if that doesn't win, I will riot.
Yeah, where should we riot? Around Booterstown Dart Station? It's quite smelly.
Lindsay, going to be singing this all day. It's very catchy. Nathan, I got to say, even though I don't agree that it will win, as you can hear from my voice that you've ripped from the show and put on without my consent, by the way.
I know, I'm sorry about that.
I actually think it's a very good song. Katie says, what do you actually do day to day, Nathan?
It's a very good question, Katie. I tend to just release a song once a year.
So you got to do a song. And I remember in previous years when we didn't win, you'll hear in the song that, you know, we've been nominated many times. In the past, we made you do a We Are the Losers bus tour around Dublin, singing We Are the Losers to Queen.
Dressed up as Freddie Mercury.
We Are the Champions. I think we need to do another forfeit. Because you're... This is probably the most hype you've ever had around it, and you've had big hype in the past. So I think I'm going to have a little thing over the weekend and think of a forfeit you have to do when it doesn't win again.
Do you still have the Freddie Mercury outfit?
I still have the Freddie Mercury, but yeah. I think we need to go bigger.
I think it's a bad attitude to have because we know it's going to win. It's definitely going to win this year. I think you need to be thinking more about what are we going to do when it wins. Think about that instead.
No.
Because it's going... Graham, no. It's going to win. We all know it's going to win.
This day next week, we'll find out. Over the weekend, I'm going to have a little think.
Yeah?
Of a new forfeit we'll have to do if... Well, we. You'll have to do if it doesn't win, when it doesn't win.
But when it wins, we have to think about what we're going to do.
We can think about it, but we won't have to ever have to do it. So it'll be fine.
Can we play it again?
Maybe later on.
Henry, concentrate right now. The banger that I just dropped a few minutes ago is still stuck in my head. If you don't know, Gotta Get It Wrong, the game we play every morning, is nominated for a radio award in the category Best Radio Competition. And I released a song there all about Gotta Get It Wrong winning gold this year because I know it's going to happen. It's called An Imro's Coming Home.
It's coming home.
Use my voice without consent.
Also, there is a music video that we've just dropped as well that you can see my gaff. I'm in my gaff that I'm actually moving out of today. Watch online, yes. So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all there. Just check Spin's social media channels.
The reaction's coming in.
And I know it's an English song. I do want to just apologise. It's catchy, though. Please forgive me.
Jane says this.
Oh, my God, that song is absolutely dreadful.
Oh, Jane. Dreadful. Please, you sound like Simon Cowell there.
Lindsay.
Nathan, I have to hand it to you. That song is absolutely brilliant. I would buy that record. Yeah, 100%. Graham, I think you're very hard on them. Give him a break, because an Imro's coming home.
Yeah! Give me a break, Graham.
Give him a break, because an Imro's coming home.
Can we look at selling that song? I wouldn't mind, you know.
Do you know what? I did say that the song is good. I really like the song. It's really catchy. I just don't believe it's actually going to win. 3 years in a row, it hasn't won an Imro. It placed bronze once, and that's the highest it'll get. I did say over the weekend, I'm going to think of another forfeit. In the past, you did an open top We Are the Losers bus parade through up and down O'Connell Street.
Yeah, that was weird.
John in the Crane has got in contact looking at forfeits.
Morning, guys. Happy Friday, guys. I think he should have the bungee off Crow Park.
Nope.
You have the abseil off it. I think he should have the bungee off it in a ballerina outfit. Yeah, Nathan. That sounds like a great bit of crack. For us, of course.
Absolutely not. I'll wear a ballerina outfit. I don't mind doing that.
I think we need to put you in a helicopter.
Nope.
Skydive.
Hello.
With a bungee attached to it.
Not doing it.
And the helicopter's really old as well.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Come on!
Abseil Croke Park for Children's Health Foundation.
This is Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Yeah, we are doing the Abseil Challenge. It was for the Children's Health Foundation. A very important charity, Graham.
Yes, we're doing the app sale. And on the phone now, we've got Ruth from the Children's Health Foundation. Ruth, we were supposed to be chatting to you just after nine. We didn't get to you. Did you get cold feet on the app sale? What happened?
I wouldn't say cold feet. I'd say more knocking knees, losing teeth from the chattering of the pure abject fear. But apart from that, it was all okay.
Ruth, tell us what happened.
No, there was a gang of us up there, eight or nine, so it just took a bit more time than had been planned to get down. But it was good. I mean, I have to say, I'm terrified of heights, but I don't know how you found it. I know you were looking forward to it and loving it. I think I was awake the whole night beforehand, but it went really well. Like, it's enjoyable once you get your head around, you're stepping off a platform into the free falling air.
The abyss.
To the Croke Park abyss. Well,
exactly.
Yesterday you had a load of people doing it. You're going to be doing it across the next couple of days as well. You are the Director of Fundraising, Marketing and Communications for Children's Health Foundation. How has it all gone so far in terms of fundraising?
It has been phenomenal. It really has. I'd like to thank you, all your listeners, and all of us, both our corporate supporters and the families and friends of the patients in the hospitals who have come up and really stepped up to the plate this year and taken part in it. So we have raised over €100,000 far. And that's and counting, because I think as people post up pictures of what they did and of themselves swinging down out of the stadium of Hogan Stand, people are even getting more and more fun. So it really is amazing. So we'd like to say a huge thanks to everybody involved. Our corporate partners have been brilliant. Your listeners have been brilliant. And a lot of the teams in the hospitals, and as I said, patients, parents and staff. So it's been really, really good. So I know you spoke to Lorraine and Lizzie earlier in the week. You heard that Harry and Dorothy and the challenges they've gone through, and that €100,000 and counting, as I say, will make an enormous difference.
Yeah,
it will make an enormous difference for children like them.
Ruth, I'm aware that we could have a first-time listener. Can you just kind of give an insight into what this money will be going towards and why they really should donate if they have the money to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the money goes directly to the children's hospital. So it goes to Crumlin, Temple Street, Tala and Connolly. And what it does is it funds a number of different areas. And it's really important that kids get to be kids while they're in hospital, like that the illness doesn't steal the childhood as well. So we would do a lot of work with the teams in the hospitals in terms of supporting that. So play therapy, there's music therapy. I don't know if people know, but there's actually there's schools in the hospitals as well.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of kind of real everyday living goes on in the hospitals, and it goes to fund essential equipment. So we were talking with some of the teams there earlier in the year, and one of the very, very practical things that happens, there's a portable ultrasound now in A&E in Crumlin. So that means if somebody comes in, we have the kids sometimes say like an ouch in my tummy, they can come in and they can be checked immediately. So if it's something serious, like an appendix or, something that needs looking after straight away, the doctors can do that immediately, and they can decide then what's the next best step for the children. We were talking to the cardiac team again just a few days ago, and they're now printing 3D hearts before they go into surgery.
Wow.
So I know, it's phenomenal. They were holding it in their hand, like it's a tiny little heart. That they do is they do scans, they print out the heart, and they practice on it before they go into surgery. So it makes surgeries much quicker. All the money that's raised, and that's everything from the €5 to the couple of hundred quid that people have given over the last few days, and will hopefully continue to give when they see what people are doing off the Hogan Stand there, will make an enormous difference. And like, it really, really does make a huge life-changing difference in the hospital.
Well, Ruth, we are delighted to have done our small bit towards raising money for the Children's Health Foundation. You can still donate if you're listening this morning and you've been listening about the stories all week. You can go to spin1038.com/give as well if you'd like to give anything at all. Ruth, a pleasure chatting to you this morning, and well done for doing the app sale yesterday.
And likewise, well done you, and well done for dodging the seagulls. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ruth. Pleasure.
Cheers.
Have See you, time. Ruth. Thanks, bye.
Everybody. It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Good morning. It is 9:04, and I feel like I've been finally let off my leash because I've been waiting to do this all week. I spotted a celebrity in the wild last Sunday, but I've been holding on to it all week because we've had a pretty busy week. And I said, it's the best celebrity I've ever spotted in the wild. We usually bring them onto the show when we see them. I'll tell you a little something here now, okay?
Now, don't give it away, because I genuinely am very intrigued.
I'll tell you, this is how big this person is.
Okay.
half an hour before I spotted this person, I walked past Ryan Tuberty and I said, bingo, there's a bit for the show. And then I saw this person, I go, it doesn't matter. Ryan Tuberty is a nobody compared to this person.
Is it Mattress Mick?
No. So I took a picture of this person just to prove, because I don't think you're going to believe. Oh, don't you dare.
You
look
secretly
at my phone.
Took a picture?
Yes. From afar.
Was anyone going up to the person?
They're talking to someone in this picture. And I sent it on to Claire, my girlfriend.
What did Claire say?
Her response is, ha 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 ha.
She's laughing.
Sorry, I love this so much. Now. On the way.
I really want to know if the celebrity is Irish.
On the way, in a couple of minutes. Nathan, I'm going to give you a few guesses. I say I'm going to give you maybe four or five. Maybe five, because it's going to be a difficult one. And you're going to try and guess who it is. I don't know if you're going to get it.
I'm so intrigued. Now,
are you ready for a guessing game?
We do this a lot on the show. If one of us spots a celebrity in the wild, we like to bring it onto here and you have to try and guess who was spotted. Now, Graham, you said this is the biggest celebrity you've ever spotted that you brought onto the show. Fair?
Yep.
You just showed producer
Callum.
I'm just
saying, he came in and he was like, wow.
What's your reaction, producer Callum?
I can't believe it.
Because you took a picture of this celebrity.
Because I knew you wouldn't believe me.
Is it actually the celebrity now? And I don't mean to offend you, but
it is. It took me a while to realise who it was, but it is the person.
I have a lot of questions here. How much... Is this person an A-lister?
Okay, I will give you...
Now, that's not my question for...
No, well, what do you want?
Can I just say, is a celebrity an A-lister?
Is that one of your questions? I'm going to give you four questions here to try and figure it out. You listening as well, listen to the questions and the answers, because I don't think Nathan's going to get it, but if anybody gets it, we'll get some cinema passes out to you. Callum, you were saying to build up the cinema passes.
Yeah,
start with every incorrect, we start with give one more.
Yeah, so we'll start with two cinema passes and every incorrect guess will incur another cinema pass.
You've become mad with the cinema passes.
I got a
recently.
Brand new wedge of cinema passes. I'm going crazy.
Give me five questions. That's only fair. Come on.
We'll start with four. I'll option
of
fifth.
Well, one of my questions, is this celebrity an A-lister? I want to know.
In my eyes, yes.
Ah, that's a coward's
A-list
answer.
A-list is subjective.
Okay, is this celebrity a man?
Oh.
Okay. Is this celebrity Irish? Mm-hmm. Is this celebrity an actor? Is this celebrity a musician?
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Not known... No, sorry. Music isn't their main forte, but known for a bit of music. So that's an icky one. So that's five.
Okay, just let me gather my thoughts here. So this celebrity is an A-list celebrity. A man, an Irish man, who isn't an actor, but has been involved in music.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more question?
I'll give you a sixth.
Sports?
I'll give you a seventh.
Nothing to do with sports. Politician?
I'll give you an eighth.
Is the occupation really important?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
I'll tell you this. More of a personality than an occupation.
I think I know. And you know, I kind of don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it because...
Do you want to let people guess as well as you?
Yes, I'm going to write down who I think it is.
Okay. I'm not going to look at that.
Why aren't you?
No, show me.
No, I'm...
Okay.
He's bad at
poker.
Has
he got it?
He's got it.
What? Wow.
I know. I'm not... And I... Well, that's why I didn't want to spoil this. I have to say, incredible. I think you gave very... the clues that I got given, I figured it out, but it's amazing.
Okay, will we put it out there? Because we got cinema passes.
That's it. I don't want to spoil it for you listening.
Okay.
I'm intrigued. That is cool, though.
Has anyone guessed it yet?
I've got some guesses, but no correct
Can I see
guesses.
The picture?
I will give one more.
That is impressive.
I'll give one more clue.
Okay.
This person has been in the news very recently. Yep. very, very recently.
You're giving a lock, Graham.
087-711-1038.
That is cool. Why didn't you go up to the person?
With every incorrect guess,
yeah,
we'll add another cinema pass. That's what we're going to do this morning. 087-711-1038. Give us a WhatsApp. It's 9:19 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Nathan told us earlier on in the show James Arthur had to pay 14 million euro to the script because they claim he copied their man who can't be moved.
It's very loose.
Very loose. This isn't loose though, this is tight.
I cannot believe this. Okay, so Graham last Sunday sent a message into our WhatsApp group with myself and producer Callum. I've just spotted my greatest ever celebrity in the wild. My head nearly exploded.
I've been holding on to it all week because it's been a busy week on the show, but I can finally do it before the week is out. Now, we were putting cinema passes on the line because Callum and I were so sure Nathan wouldn't get it. But he's actually got it. He hasn't said it out loud on the radio. I'm very impressed.
So the clues you gave me. This celebrity is a man. An Irish man. Occupation is not important. An A-lister in your eyes.
Yeah.
And something loosely to do with music.
Yeah. I also said that recently they were in the news.
Hmm.
And more of a personality. They're known for their personality more than that. Now, we got two cinema passes on the line, but with every incorrect guess you do this morning, we'll add one. So, Paul, for two cinema passes, what are you saying? Who did I spot?
Justin the Turkey, was it?
Justin the Turkey! Kind of known for music, of course.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first one. He is, I suppose, it says a man, but it's a male turkey.
Yeah.
Not a sports, not a politician, even though he did try to get into politics once. Yeah. Irish, yeah, actor.
Now, are you saying the turkey or...
The turkey. Maybe they're performing on Henry Street in the trolley doing Irland the Doos, Paul. But Paul, you are incorrect. Wasn't Dustin the Turkey. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Bye, Paul. Okay, we add another cinema pass. Adam, who do you think it is?
Louis Walsh.
Oh, Louis. Not a singer, but definitely involved in music. Louis Walsh.
Adam, we're up to three cinema passes. But you are incorrect.
I'm sorry, Adam.
No, wasn't no. Louis Walsh. I'm sorry, bud. Bye.
Grand
okay, we'll go to Katie. Katie, for four cinema passes, who did I see?
Colin Farrell.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't he spotted in Ackle the other day?
Yeah, I think that's why I thought that you might have seen him.
The Penguin. He's going to be the Penguin in the next Batman movie. Was it Colin Farrell?
He's a sexy penguin.
I can tell you it was not Colin Farrell. Katie, good guess though. Goodbye.
Thanks anyway.
Nope.
Graham.
We're up to five cinema passes now.
Although, surprisingly, I know who the celebrity is. Still can't believe how I guessed it.
I can't either.
You're going to have to give another clue.
Okay, I've got the perfect clue. So I said this person in the news recently. However, they are very famous for one moment, maybe around 10 years ago. Then they did nothing, and then recently they were back in the news. You know those clues.
Yeah, I think that's a good clue.
So about 10 years ago, they did something that made them famous, then did nothing, and then recently back in the news. And I saw this person in JD Sports in the Jervis.
What were they buying?
Runners.
Nice runners.
Very, very nice. Very nice Nike runners. 087-711-1038. Five cinema passes now on the line.
Given a lot there.
Yeah. Five. We add one with every incorrect guess. Get your guesses in. This continues. We are trying to figure out who I saw. Wrong one.
She preferred the other one, okay. If I'm honest.
Who I saw in the wild. Whenever we see a celebrity, we bring it onto the show and try and guess it. Now, Nathan has already guessed it, but we said we were going to give away some cinema passes, so Nathan's not said it yet.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil your fun. The clues we have, this is a Irish male celebrity in your eyes.
Huge. Like my head nearly exploded when I saw this person.
Loosely connected to music, you did give another clue. You said this person was very famous 10 years ago for doing something, and then you didn't hear from him and only made his return this year.
But kind of not on purpose. They were in the news. Who was it? So with every incorrect guess, we add a cinema pass. I think we're going for five cinema passes here for Claire. Claire, who do we see?
Midge.
Oh. Nidge!
Nidge.
Harry Nidge.
Nathan does a great impression of Nidge.
I'm Nidge, and I have a big bald head.
Nidge from Love Hate. kind of come back into our consciousness now because a Kin is on RTE. They're releasing Kin, but would it be Nidge? I said he wasn't an actor, Claire. It's not Nidge. I'm sorry. Sorry, though.
Ah, Claire, you must be good at it, are you?
No.
Okay, bye then.
Bye.
Brilliant. So far it's not Nidge, it's not Colin Farrell, it's not Louis Walsh, it's not Dustin the Turkey. We had another cinema pass. Let's go for six. Anita, come on, put us out of our misery. Who was it?
Jeremy Dixon.
Jeremy Dixon with Adrian Kennedy?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you did say Graham, an A-lister in your eyes.
Yeah, well, Adrian and Jeremy, they are A-listers, legends of radio. There, you didn't ask were they a radio presenter, Nathan.
No, I didn't.
Man, Irish. It does mostly check out, but was it Jeremy Dixon buying Nike runners in JD Sports on Jervis?
Is Jeremy related to music? I suppose he does DJ on the weekend.
He does.
Yeah.
Anita, yeah. It wasn't Jeremy Dixon. I'm sorry, you don't win the cinema passes. Great guess, though.
Thanks.
Okay, we have to get...
How many cinema passes are we giving away now?
Into seven. I'm going to give one more big clue. They're from north of the border. There you go.
That's a massive clue.
There you go. North of the border. We'll find out who it is next, hopefully. 9:42 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky.
Who is it?
I know you're probably thinking, who is the celebrity? I was going to go into work, but I'm sitting outside now.
And I'm probably going to get fired.
Yeah, but don't worry, it'll be completely worth it. I saw a celebrity in the wild last weekend. I've been holding on to it all week. But now I can finally do it before the week has ended. Nathan actually guessed it, but he was very good. He said, you know what? I'm not going to say it because we were giving away cinema passes. We're up to seven because we're adding a cinema pass every time someone gets it incorrect. So far, we know it's an A-list celebrity in my eyes. Not known for their job, more of a personality. Very famous about 10 years ago. We're in the news recently. I'm from north of the border. But before I gave a lot of those clues, some other guesses like Louis Walsh, Colin Farrell, Dustin the Turkey.
You did say loosely connected to music as well.
Jeremy Dixon was a big one as well. Fiona, hey.
Oh, how's it going, lad?
All right, Fiona, have you been racking your brain trying to think who Graham met?
I have. And it's a massive celebrity. He's damn right.
Who do you think I saw?
I think it's, you wouldn't be long getting Froshbits boy, Rory McSorley.
Rory McSorley. Now, why do you think, if you put all the clues together, go on, what was your thought process?
So you were saying something to do with music and that I was like, no, I have no idea. But then when you said they were famous 10 years ago and recently came back into the news, it definitely triggered something in my head. And then I was like, oh, did he do some kind of a charity single or something? So yeah, it was the whole him being surrounded by dolphins off the coast of Ireland.
Well, I know the story. Yeah, he was rescued 12 hours at sea. Fiona, you were saying Rory McSorley, this Froshbit kid. I will say to you,
oh God, you wouldn't belong getting Froshbit.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
It was, honest to God, I saw him walk in. So this is the scene.
Yeah, go on.
Perfect. So you know from a while ago, we know him from 10 years ago. Obviously, he looks a lot different now. He's got wild hair. And in the photo where he was saved, he was rescued off the coast of Kerry.
Like Tom Hanks at a Castaway.
He was wearing a white vest. In JD Sports, he was wearing a maroon vest with the wild hair. He was wearing one of the surgical face masks, of course, with bootcut jeans and these kind of cowboy boots with the heel on them.
Yes,
It was unbelievable. It was perfect.
Now, you took a picture of him.
Yes.
Was he chatting to someone?
Well, he was talking to one of the staff in JD Sports because he was trying to buy shoes. Now, it was so funny because the shoes he was trying to buy...
Cowboy shoes?
Well, no, they were so different. They were these massive Nike runners, like really big white ones. And he was trying them on, but taking off his kind of his boot beside it. So it looked kind of odd. Usually you'd see them, people wearing these type of shoes with like tight jeans or tight tracksuits. Well, he was wearing these black bootcut jeans. It was the most perfect thing ever. I've showed you the picture, yes. Both of you, and it checks out.
It does check out. Were you not tempted to get a selfie with him?
I would. He didn't. He looked like a person who didn't want to be annoyed. I was like, nah, just.
What about you, Fiona? If you saw him, would you go up to him?
I think you'd have to, and just get him to sign your shoe or something while you're there.
Yeah, I might try and steal his boot,
Fiona. Yeah. Seven cinema passes.
Ah, Fiona, well,
amazing.
Going to you because of this guy.
Oh God, you wouldn't belong getting fresh, but.
Thank you very much, Fiona, and thank you, Rory McSorley. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
See you, Fiona.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
And you know People Magazine?
Not really.
Okay. Well, they're a magazine, and every year they do the Sexiest Man in the World Award. You would have heard that.
Like American man?
All over the world.
Okay, Ryan Gosling, Chris Hemsworth, the likes.
Yes. Well, I didn't realise they've announced their categories this year. I always thought it was just the sexiest man in the world, but there's 20 different categories of different types of sexy. So the reason I'm talking about this is Paul Mescal has been nominated in the category
sexiest
of
legs?
No, sexiest eyes category.
Oh, I wouldn't say he's known for his eyes.
So I'm going to go through some of the categories. Some of them are fine, like who is the sexiest TV star? A lot of American people I don't know. Who had the sexiest song of the summer?
Oh, what would that be?
So there's Lil Nas X, Montero, BTS, Butter, Justin Bieber, Peaches. Then who is the sexiest summer Olympian? So Tom Daley is the only really one I know. This one, who is the sexiest first time dad?
Oh, who's that?
Jason Derulo. And do you know Colin Jost?
Yes, I do.
SNL?
From SNL. He's married to Scarlett Johansson.
Who is the sexiest Marvel hottie? This is like something you see in secondary school.
Scraping the barrel, really, isn't it?
Tom Holland, Sebastian Stan.
What is the category sexiest man? Like the biggest category in there?
I can't find that one. Who is the sexiest newlywed man?
Oh, so niche. Who's in that category?
Listen to this one. Blake Shelton, Justin Hartley, Derek Fisher. This is my favourite one. Who is the sexiest newly single guy? One of the nominees, Bill Gates.
Oh, they are scraping the bottom of the barrel there.
Alex Rodriguez is in that one too, J-Lo's ex. Who is the sexiest real estate king? So you got Jason Oppenheim from Selling Sunset.
The twin brothers, is it?
Who is the sexiest TV chef? Got Gordon Ramsay in there as well.
Jamie Oliver?
No, Guy Fieri.
Yes.
I wouldn't say he is. This is the funniest though. Who took the sexiest vaccine selfie?
Oh!
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Hugh Jackman, Aaron Paul, or Prince William? Prince William took a really bad one.
Definitely not William.
Let's have a look at some of these other ones. Who is the sexiest Peloton instructor?
Oh, that's that weird bike thing. You know, those Peloton bikes with the screens on.
We have who has the sexiest eyes. This is a big category. Chris Hemsworth, Paul Mescal, Oscar Isaac, Patrick Dempsey. He has unbelievable eyes.
McDreamy.
And then you have Silver Thirst Trap. And then sexiest TikTok star. Yeah, I just found that fascinating.
Is mad.
I always thought it was just who's the sexiest man. I didn't realise it was broken down in different categories.
I think it should be.
But best of luck to Prince William in the sexiest vaccine shot category.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.